And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, that was really different the way you did that.
You know, I'm trying to change it up.
Well, here we are doing the podcast from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And we do want to tell you about Pickle Jar. You know, we talk about how the app is super cool and you can help raise money and you can tip bands and you can do all kinds of cool stuff. But everybody has recently seen the tragedy in Kentucky, all of the flooding and the loss of life. Well, there's this group called Operation Barbecue Relief. They travel to natural disaster areas, and they feed people free of charge. And Pickle Jar is actually helping them raise funds to support the flood victims in Kentucky and the relief efforts and all of that kind of stuff. So if you want to help out, go to picklejar.com and click on the link for your chance to win. Not only are you helping, but you'll have a chance to win a guitar signed by 40 of your favorite country stars. It's super, super cool. Free to enter. Free to enter. You don't have to donate if you don't want to, but it would be nice if you would. Again, at picklejar.com.
Because this is taped, I want to say I think the deadline is August 15th.
Okay.
So for signing up to win, but you can give money anytime.
Okay.
If I didn't have a real job, I would do that. Those guys go out and girls go out and set up within 24 hours and they carry big, like, trailer smokers. And then they just start. So they're sponsored. So they have, you know, a food, a meat sponsor and sides and all that kind of stuff. And then all of the, you know, coal, you know, charcoal, lump charcoal, and all that kind of stuff. And they smoke all that stuff. And they'll smoke, I mean, tons and tons. And they'll do it all day long. And people come up and they just start feeding people. I said that weird. They start feeding people. They start feeding people.
They start feeding people.
They start feeding people. They start feeding people. And, it's a good thing. I follow him on Twitter a lot, and I like to watch. I follow him. I was hoping that you all do that. You follow someone, not because you really want to follow them, but you want them to follow you.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
Every once in a while.
But not, you know.
It never works out.
So I met my neighbor, lives like three houses down. I met him, like, I don't know. I guess when I moved in, I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, but it was in the middle of COVID, so you didn't really talk to people. You know, you didn't go out. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen him. And then we had a baby, and I never leave my house to begin with. So I know the people who live on each side of me, but the guy three houses down, I just wave to him because he's the guy who runs through the neighborhood. So I kind of know that that's my neighbor, but I never talk to him. So we were having a party, so I just wanted to let him know we were going to have people over and parking. So we got into a quick conversation. This is like 2 weeks ago. And we exchanged phone numbers. Oh, yeah, well, if you ever need anything, you know. And that's it. I think that's it. And then last night, I told Carson this. I get a text message, and it's a picture of me on his TV because he was watching Music's Greatest Mysteries on Access.
Oh,
and he goes, dude, you're on my TV. And I was like, that's kind of cool, though.
That is kind of cool.
I forget that we even did. Like, you do that, and we talk about it when it's live, but it reruns all the time.
Uh-huh.
And it's just kind of one of those crazy things.
Yeah, then
things
your neighbor went and followed me on Insta.
Yeah, he went and followed all of us. He was like, I didn't know
he's
you
like,
were
oh,
a guy
you guys.
On the radio. Hey. So he went and followed everybody's account.
And I'm
that's
like,
what made me think of that.
I didn't know you were a guy.
I didn't know you were a guy.
You know what I mean.
Thought about sending him a message. He's what, the guitar player for Ace Frehley?
Yes, his name's Ryan. He's like a famous rock and roll guitar
player.
Very
old friend of mine is the drummer for Ace Frehley, Matt. So I was about to be like, bro, like tell Matt I said hi.
Yeah,
I've heard of Ace Frehley.
Yeah, he was the guitar
drummer
player.
Or guitar
no, he was
player.
The guitar player for Kiss.
And he's not doing it anymore?
Well, he is. Yeah, he's
not the guitarist in Kiss anymore. No,
he's not the guitarist in Kiss, and he has his own
band.
No, he
hasn't
plays
been
guitar,
in years.
And then this guy is the other guitar player in his band. He was also in Gene Simmons' band and like a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, called Kiss.
He had the Gene Simmons band or something like that.
Well, what a dumb sounding name. The Gene Simmons band.
This sounds like
I don't
even know
Gene
if that was that the name
Orchestra
of it or was it something.
Would have been a better name.
Yeah.
Like if you're like this rock band, the Gene Simmons Orchestra would be awesome.
Didn't somebody else do? Who has an orchestra? What's the one with the ELO is Electric Light Orchestra?
I mean, there's a lot of rock guys who have stumbled into that world, like Kip Winger, John Olivet from Sabotage.
No, I'm not talking about
TSO.
I'm not talking about doing an actual orchestra with horns and all
that.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Just Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, that's the other one.
They did a rock thing. And
no,
it's
they
a
started
Christmas.
As a rock thing. They yeah. started as the band Sabotage.
Really?
What, am I lying?
Oh, that was a band?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Who knows weird facts about random rock and roll bands from 20 years ago? Carson.
I thought Trans-Siberian Orchestra was like this crazy little... I know nothing about them. I thought they were all like from Yugoslavia.
No.
From back in the day when Yugoslavia was a thing.
They're all Serbian dissidents.
Well, that's because they like name a lot of the Christmas shows after the Eastern European cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Christmas in Sarajevo or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're from like North America.
Oh.
And
are they the ones who did the
No, that's Scorpions.
Scorpions.
Oh yeah. I listened to a whole thing about how that song was done from the CIA. The CIA had that done.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
That might have been an episode of Music's Greatest Mysteries.
Well, it might have been, actually. Was this song written by the CIA?
Or is that on next season? I don't know. I might have just spoiled it.
Okay, so how often do you think there are songs, even on country radio, that have been written or planted by...
Well, who knows? Probably more than we think, but...
Like, nobody's contacted us. I'm really sad, by the way. CIA, we're here!
It's really hard to get all that.
I would be an agent.
I was like, I'll be a double agent.
I didn't say double agent.
Whatever.
I would be an agent. You don't want to be a double agent. That means you're double crossing somebody. It means you're pretending to be American, but you're really
working for China. You're pretending to be a radio person, but you would actually be a CIA agent in that.
Yes.
Excellent point, Patrick.
Project Mockingbird. I'm right here. You guys already have Anderson Cooper. I'm right here.
We think Anderson Cooper's a CIA agent.
Oh, that you've never heard those rumors? I mean, I don't know if he is or not.
The amount of time I've ever spent thinking about Anderson Cooper is about the length of this conversation.
You're the guy who moments ago said you went down a rabbit hole off
the
air.
Yeah.
And, dude, I go down rabbit holes on the internet all
the
time.
Yes, I know, because I get the random text from you at 11:05 at night.
Nothing can stop what's coming.
Like, yes. It's from American Eagle Flies for Real This Time.net. And it's Bubba sending me.
I like that
it's a screenshot of, like, an article, and it's three paragraphs. I'm like, what's the point? I don't want to read this. What are you trying to tell me? Just tell me what you think it says.
American Eagle Flies for Real.com. I'm checking that out right now.
It's always those kinds of
sites. You can only find it on DuckDuckGo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When you search on DuckDuckGo, sometimes you get hitbacks from freedomisnotachoice.org.
I don't even use DuckDuckGo anymore.
It's my favorite.
I use Brave.
Brave
is my new
red, white, and blue, but not all at the same time, because that would be purple.com. You know? I don't know, man. It's been a while since I did my
These
fake website.
These colors don't run in Netscape.
On my fake Bubba websites, you got to have the word freedom, America, Patriot.
Like purple, though. Yeah. Purple is great.
Patriot Purple. DoTheMath.net. red plus white.
Wink,
plus
wink,
blue.
Nudge, nudge.
That's right. It's called, just a site called Light Purple. And people are like, why is it light purple? Well, that's what happens if you mix red, white, and blue. Light purple.
Purple is my favorite color.
It's lavender.
So maybe.
Purple.ca. Why Canadian? Because they won't
know. No one will ever suspect it.
I'm quiet, Bubba, because I'm partly
You're being
on
quiet?
Your side. Yeah, I'm
on his side too,
I straddle the line.
I feel so targeted right now.
I do too. Bubba knows that he can go to me and pull me into any of his shenanigans.
I'm aware because I left the studio a little early one day this week, and where did the conversation go? Poop. It took that long to go to poop when I wasn't here.
What are you talking
here.
About?
Oh, when
because
he,
you'll start
when
talking
his...
about bidets. It never fails.
I don't know what you're talking about. A bidet.
I don't mean about that. I just mean like the lady who talks to aliens, and like I was like, this is stupid. Oh,
I love her, man.
I'm like, I'm all in it. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
And then Carson totally could do it. What is her name? Megan something.
I don't know.
The alien.
Scammy McScammerson?
Yeah, alien medium. Yes.
Megan.
Well, I've been talking to Volson and the great lord
no,
of the seventh
Valneck.
Circuit.
Valneck. I remember that now.
And he told me that on the other side of Mars, on one of the moons.
Dude, do you guys think that we have a base on Mars?
Yes.
No.
I mean,
don't.
What about on the moon?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Okay, first of all, I think the moon, yes, 100%.
For sure.
Mars, I think it's still kind of up in the air.
It could be.
Okay, D goes from we never went to the moon to we have a base on the moon.
Oh, wait, I thought Bubba was we never went. Or no, we didn't go.
I believe we went to the moon.
We're still there.
I'm sorry. You're right.
We are still there,
we're still
bro.
There. We never came. We not only did we go to the moon, we never came back.
Still on the moon.org.
Still on the moon.org.
Actually, I Megan Rose is the lady on YouTube that I watch her videos. It's the Galactic Federation of Worlds series.
Great.
I'm
literally
looking currently
just like changing the names from old Gene Roddenberry scripts. Just currently, make it hold on. Like, let's go, man.
There's a whole playlist on
and
her YouTube channel.
People are buying into it.
It is, oh my gosh.
You ever find something just absolutely
dozens?
You have to understand the beings are very offended
yes.
by little green men because we can't conceive of their color. They
Good
don't.
Gosh. They I'm don't, they don't see color?
No, we
That's
can't
pretty
conceive,
racist of
we
these
can't
aliens.
Conceive of it.
Patrick got me going. I'm pulling up the name of Star Trek episodes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. But I'm just saying.
I'm reading some of the titles of these. These are real ones. Galactic Federation and Cedar Race Alliance updates from Valneck.
So
it's pretty great.
There's an episode called The Conscience of the King. There's one called the Galileo 7.
Yeah.
Australia, Area 51, and U.S. Navy. That's a real title.
Return of the Archons.
That's right, the Archon. There you go.
Yeah,
I mean, as long as you don't use them exactly, you're not going to get sued by whoever owns the Star Trek rights.
Antarctica base and moon prison. Yes, these are real things.
Oh, is there a prison on the moon? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I haven't listened to that episode yet. I will.
Oh. Well, so you guys really don't think that... do you think... That we okay. Let me back off just a bunch, a lot actually. Do you believe that there are there's other life in our universe?
100%, absolutely. There must be.
Okay, but I'm sorry, you're out of this.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. I could ask anything. You, but I believe that.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't even finish. You go yes.
Yeah.
Where do you think we got platypuses from, man? Those are crazy alien animals.
So you guys believe that there's other
in the universe? Yeah. I mean the universe
absolutely
is infinite.
There is.
There has to be. I mean it's just
okay. So do you believe that life has interacted with our planet?
I don't know. Probably.
I do. Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you believe that we are in contact with them at all or have been?
I don't know.
No.
No, okay, so that's where it is.
I think it's like the government is in on it and they're talking to the aliens. No.
You don't think that. Mm-hmm. But you do believe that they have flown around in our Earth atmosphere.
I'm saying it's possible. Mm-hmm.
So where your line is that you do believe in extraterrestrials that fly in our, that are seen every once in a while, but we're not in contact with them.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So Bubba and I go way past that.
Yep.
Like, I'm a huge believer in, man, I think, you know, God has reset the earth several times. I believe that. And I think, like, you know, you see all these ancient aliens artifacts and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, that place that's like super mega carved and it looks like it was done with lasers, but mm-hmm. it's like hundreds of thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are relics from previous attempts at getting us right.
Yep.
And I think that Patrick's like rolling his eyes.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm just glazing over.
Because humans could have been here. People can say whatever they want about, oh, this is the origin of the species. We could have reset several times.
We also could have been dropped in from an alien race.
Have y'all seen the
line? Look how we've gone in and we're totally different than anything else on this planet.
There's actual hard scientific theories about that.
Mm-hmm.
How
negative blood types.
That's why they refer to the missing link. Because they don't really know what the link is between, like, people who believe in evolution. How did we really get here from this to this to all of a sudden we're here? There's a lot of missing stuff in there. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe some aliens showed up and went, hey, that monkey looks cute. I don't know. Maybe some stuff happened.
Big D, Google London Hammer.
Is this some kind of weird
Urban
Dictionary?
No. London Hammer is...
That cannibal guy?
It's a hammer that was found in London, Texas. and it was embedded in rock. It's petrified in the rock. They say that this thing could be hundreds of millions of years old.
Yeah, 1936.
They found it in 1936, but it's like embedded in the rock, and they're like, yeah, this looks like there was somebody using tools 100 million years ago.
Yeah, because it looks primitive. Like it's
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's weird now. I don't know.
Here you go.
But I mean,
it's petrified. How do you find a petrified hammer in the middle of Texas that's been there, you know, carbon dated for hundreds of millions of years?
I'll
tell you how. The Galactic Federation.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Nope. Nope. Right, not buying into that one. Nope.
London Hammer, is that kind of like Dirty Sanchez? What is that?
Whoa! Don't even. Nobody Google that.
Don't duck, duck, go that.
No.
I've just heard.
Yeah, D's just repeating things.
I don't know what that one is.
I don't know.
I'm certain that that's a thing.
Hey, the meteor shower is going on.
Oh,
this week.
Yeah, don't Google that.
Yeah,
don't Google that. We told you don't Google it.
Wow, Bubba.
I have my safe surf search off.
Oh, dear.
So apparently. It's like, good
I hope
job.
You didn't get
that's
images.
That's on our internet now.
Oh. It's okay. I know the people who
own
the company.
Don't turn the camera on over Bubba's head. Whatever you do, we don't need to change that before the camera.
I've already turned it off. Yeah, it's back on the London Hammer.
I just Googled meteor shower, and this is not what I expected.
You spelled meteor wrong.
Yeah, I think you spelled meteor wrong. M-E-A-T-I-E-R.
Dude,
has that been used?
I'm explaining it to the six people who haven't
Has
done
that
it.
Been used?
So anyway, the Perseid meteor shower is happening now through the weekend, and it's... a pretty crazy thing. You guys ever seen it when it happens?
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Insane.
When I was in college, it was a great excuse to try to get girls to go out into a
field and
lay down with you. And, yeah. Like, let's go sit on the back of the tailgate and we'll sit here in the dark and just wait for the meteor.
Patrick got a girl to lay next to him just because of the look at the clouds.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It worked, man.
Yeah, this thing is it's crazy. Yeah, they'll have, I don't know how many, 60 per hour.
That's if you're in a low light pollution area.
Mm-hmm. Early morning dawn will be best to see them fly through.
Why is
the sky.
It always right before dawn? Is it because it's darkest before dawn?
I don't know. Do you remember the time we were on Government Street at Cat or Tiger or whatever it was?
And we saw that thing?
Yeah. And it was the shuttle coming in.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was... going in towards Florida.
I miss the space shuttle.
Why did we get rid of that?
Because we got something better.
But we didn't get something better.
Right, but we got something better.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. But I want to see it. Like,
You can't see it. It's probably another 10 to 15 years before you'll know that it exists. They'll be like, look what we now have.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Something's
got
to get us to
that.
The dark side of the moon where the base is.
Oh, oh. Man. We're up there every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend. Just doing our thing, and then we're going to surprise the world.
Yep.
We'll be like, oh, really? Well, how about this? Can't Airbnb this one, can you? Don't think so.
Sorry, China.
China.
We don't need your chips.
We don't need your chips, China. All right. anything else? I have to pack. I've got to.
Yeah, you're actually coming to my house later this afternoon to pick up a table. It's right there.
We're doing the podcast a day early because we all have to leave after the show tomorrow, or especially D because he's driving to.
I got to get Gunnar moved into his apartment.
His apartment.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, man.
Stacy was awesome. so sad to be giving him our. It's like our little breakfast table, like, you know, but. I think we probably have eaten more meals at that table.
Okay, well, I don't want it.
No, no. She's excited that it's going to
okay,
a good home.
You just said
sad.
But
no, she's sad, but she has no...
They're getting rid of it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I might as well go somewhere.
Yeah.
That...
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, she's like, well, it's such a good table. It's been a good table. I'm like...
It's been a good table.
It's going to be good.
Yep.
It's going to be good quality because you don't buy bad stuff.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes,
but not
this is
that.
Not. No, this
yeah.
one is a,
yeah.
a good
so
one.
So I told him, I said, man, it's Bubba's stuff, and it'll be good. He goes, oh, well, all right, yeah. He's just, if unless I don't want it to be a weird thing, so if it is.
No.
Okay.
I've already, when she said that, I was like, do you want to keep it? And she's like, no, I don't have a use for it. I'm like, okay, well then don't talk about it like it's a sad thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's getting a happy home.
Mm-hmm.
Happy home.
Yeah, you can roger that last transmission.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. All right. Well, you guys all continue to look beautiful. And we'll
is this it? Like, really? This is the the shortest
we're done,
one,
man.
Yeah, we got to roll. Okay. I got to roll anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tune in next week. We got to just real quick. We have to have a vote here because Patrick, I don't think you were here that day. I think it was the day that you were out getting the home invasion.
I vote no.
We had a listener reach out to us about putting interviews back on the end of the podcast for some of the things. And we stopped doing that because we started putting them on
every
YouTube.
Interview online now, so it's just repetitive. Every interview is available.
Yeah, but you're not assuming all of the YouTube people are people listening to the podcast. And the podcast listeners are missing.
I see those completely. I don't see those as the same
people.
If you're
listening to this podcast, you want to see all the cool interviews we do, you should go to our YouTube page and watch the interviews.
Why are you so anti this? I don't get it.
You make me do it on the air. I can give you a list of reasons why, but it's time consuming. It's repetitive. Podcast numbers have gone up since we stopped posting the interviews on the end, and our YouTube numbers have gone up. So I don't see a reason to go back because we got one phone call.
I think all those things have gone up because we have Garrett.
Yeah, maybe.
Garrett has been behind the scenes working to make everything better.
Podcast numbers have actually gone up since we started, since we stopped. So I don't know if that's a connection, but why?
Well, we stopped because Garrett started doing the better videos.
Fixing something that's not broken. Which we try not to do.
It's good to see you guys. Thank you.
So there's no vote today?
I mean,
it has been filibustered.
Did we just table this?
Yeah.
On Bubba's kitchen table. Yes.
Well, no, it's not mine anymore. It's Gunner's.
This afternoon is still yours.
No, it's Gunner's. It's like an hour and a half, it'll be Gunner's. All right, we're done. We're done.
We're done. All right.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's over.
That's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Podcast.
It was the podcast.
Last thing I want to say, last week was so great watching Patrick react to what's his name, while you were singing.
What? I don't know what you're
talking
about.
The podcast.
Oh, when Joe was in here?
Yeah, Joe Galani was in.
Some pressure.
Yeah, Patrick was like, I am so
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have sung it at all. Who's like, oh, I discovered Alabama and Kenny Chesney and Clint Black. Yeah.
Remember that time I worked with David Bowie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, go sing it up, Patrick.
Sing your stupid song.